speaking about knowledge, perfect knowledge. Knowledge received from common man or any person within this material world infected with four kinds of defects cannot be perfect. The so-called scientists, philosophers, mental speculators, or dramatists, or writers, as we experience, their talkings all are nonsense. This is our challenge, because the basic principle of their knowledge is ignorance, ajnana. Big scientists, they simply theorize and they try to support their theories in the world. It may be, perhaps, that is not perfect knowledge. As soon as you say, it may be, that means you have no perfect knowledge. As soon as you say, perhaps, that means you have no perfect knowledge. So all these scientists and philosophers, they use these words, it may be, perhaps. Therefore, we have to receive knowledge from a perfect person. A perfect person means whose who is not illusion, who does not commit mistake. All of us, we commit mistake. But a perfect person does not commit mistake. This is the difference between perfect and imperfect. We are illusion to accept something in place of something else. Just like the example is given by some philosophers, to accept the rope by mistake as a snake. This is called illusion. So, vision water in the desert, this is due to imperfection. So, a person who is liberated or not under the control of the material nature, he is not illusion, neither he commits mistake. Another defect is our senses are imperfect. We use our senses under certain conditions. Just like we have our eyes, but we can see only when there is sunlight or electric light. Otherwise, our eyes are useless. Therefore, we haven't got perfect eyes. But one who has got perfect eyes, he can see past, present and future. Imperfection of senses. And we condition so, although we admit that we have imperfect senses, we commit mistake, we are illusion, still we take the place of teacher, that is cheating. That is cheating. If you know that you are imperfect, why should you take the place of a teacher? That is cheating. Brahm pramat karnakata vipralipsa. So these defects are completely absent, conspicuous by absent. Nirasta kuhakam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said about the absolute truth as nirasta kuhakam. Kuhak means illusion, imperfectness. So in the absolute truth, there is no such imperfectness. nirastako kam dhamna sena. Sada nirastako kam. Sada. Sada means that once you are defective, now he has become nirastako kam. No, not like that. The absolute truth is always sada nirastako kam. Dhamna sena sattam param bhimai. That absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking, and he is speaking, jnanam teham savijnanam. Savijnan, with practical experience, or by experimental knowledge, jnanam. Jnanam teham savijnanam. Savijnanam idam bhukshyami aseshata. Incomplete. Incomplete. Just get there. If you try to understand this knowledge, what I am speaking to you, Arjuna. Just get there. Neha bhuya. In this material world, bhuya again. Annaj jnatabham avasishyate. You will have anything more to know. This is Vedam. Veda means knowledge. Anta means end. So if you receive knowledge from the Supreme Perfect Personality of Godhead Krishna, then that is the end of knowledge. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedam. Vedanta vid, Vedanta kitcha aham, Krishna. Jasmin gyati sarva vedam vijnatam bhavanti. This is Vedic injunction. If you simply try to understand what Krishna is speaking, to understand Krishna is very difficult. That is not possible. We are so small that it is not possible to analyze Krishna and understand. But if you simply try to assimilate what Krishna said, then you become a perfect person. Jnatya bhuya anna jnatabham na avasishyate. Then Krishna said, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddhaya jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschi vritti mam tapas. Actually, we are born fools and dastards. We are coming, evolution from the animal life. The Darwin theory says that we are coming from monkey. So far we have heard that either monkey or cow or lion, human form of body is promoted. One who is coming through tamoguna, he comes from monkey, as Mr. Darwin. So those who are coming in satoguna, they come from the cow, and those who are in the rajagun, they come from the lion. Whatever it may be, it is a fact that through evolutionary process, the last part must have been animal life. Pasabhatin salakhani, that 30 lakhs of species and forms of animal form. Then we get this human form of life. So actually when you are born and civilized, we have no knowledge, the same thing, ahara nidra bhayamantam, as the animals are interested, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. These are the animal propensities or necessities of life. But when, as we become gradually civilized, we take our birth in India, especially, it is not so easy. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite haila manushya janma jaa. It is very rare. Don't spoil your life imitating animals. It is very valuable life. He won corn of five in the land of Bharatvarsha. We are practically seeing, although India is so fallen, still when you speak of Krishna consciousness, hundreds and thousands of people come to hear. I have experienced in Bombay, Calcutta and other places. By nature, they are inclined to become Krishna conscious. Unfortunately, outward influence are curbing down this natural instinct of Bharatva. It is very, very regrettable. We are naturally God conscious, Krishna conscious. But by artificial means, we are being cut down. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddhaya. Krishna consciousness means making progress for perfection of life. Siddhi, siddhila, siddhas. Siddhas means mukta, theoretically mukta. They are called siddhas. There is siddha lok. There is a planet which is called Siddha Lok. All the inhabitants of that planet, they are all mystic yogis. They can fly from one planet to another without any instrument. Siddha Lok. So, every human being, especially the civilized man, can become Siddha. Siddha means to understand his constitutional position. That is Siddhi. Because the animal does not know what is his constitutional position. He thinks that he is the body. But actually he is not the body, he is spirit soul. The human form of life, this consciousness, this ignorance can be removed and he can understand that Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And when he comes to the point of understanding that he is not body, he is soul, then he is called Brahma Bhuta. Before that, so long he is in bodily concept of life, he is Jiva Bhuta. These are the difference. When you are bodily conscious of life, we are called Jiva Bhuta. Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta. The spirit soul is always part and parcel of God. That's a fact. God is Brahma, Parabrahma. And we are also Brahma. It is a fact to realize it, Aham Brahmasmi, that is Siddhi, that is perfect. So, nobody is trying to understand. Especially in Bharatvarsha, this culture was very strong. Although there are different parties, different acharyas, but their only purpose is self-realization. Either you follow Shankaracharya or Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, many acharyas. We may differ in our final conclusion whether the ultimate truth is person or impersonal. That is not very important thing. But all of them are trying to realization of the self, siddhi. The yogis, the jnanis, the bhaktas, seemingly Karmi, they are also trying to become Siddha, Siddhila. But the difference between the bhaktas and the others, namely Karmis, Jnanis and Yogis, there is little difference. What is the difference? The bhaktas are peaceful, others are disturbed. Klesha adhikatarastesam abhaktya saktacetisam. They are very troublesome, they have accepted very troublesome method. Kurmi, it is also very troublesome. Jnani, that is also very troublesome. And yogi, that is also very troublesome. And the bhakta, in the ninth chapter it says, susukham kottum abhayam. Susukham, very pleasing to execute the path of devotional service. Is very easy and pleasing. Why it is easy and pleasing? Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. You have to simply hear. You haven't got to exercise. You haven't got to press your nose and make your head down and your legs up and starve and so many others. It is very simply sit down where you are and hear about Krishna. Satam prasangat mama bija sambhila bhavanti vitkarna rasayana katha. Krishna katha is so pleasing. If you hear it from a realized person, satam prasangat, not professional. If you hear Bhagavatam from professional man, you'll never understand. Because that is a different sphere. But if you hear from a realized person, tad vijnana khamsa guru meva abhijachet, then it becomes very pleasing. Well, pleasing to the ear and pleasing to the heart. Hit karna rasayanam satanta sanga mama bija sangila bhavanti hit karna rasayana katha tad josanad asu abhavarga bhatpaji sadhya bhakti rati anukramishyati. If you hear from self-realized person, and after that, if you try little bit, tad josana, at least you consider tad josana, asu, very soon, asu, apavarga vatmani means towards the path of liberation. Pavarga and apavarga. Pavarga means the path of bondage, and apavarga means the path of liberation.